Todd, do you know what the Great River Road has taught me?
How to pack lighter?
No. That pie counts as a cultural experience. Our goal at Best Motorcycle Roads is to make your next motorcycle trip the best it can be. The bottom line is this, Todd. I swear that the best 6 miles of the Great River Road is just north of McGregor, Iowa. And you don't want to miss the other 326 miles of Iowa either. But
yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking Great River Road, Iowa edition today. So that's from Keokuk to Lansing, 326 miles. And this is what part three of our five-part series.
We're going south to north, right?
We're going to go south to north.
All right.
Yeah. So it pretty much officially starts in Keokuk. It's probably a few miles south of there. Mm-hmm. So the first section I thought we could talk about is Keokuk to Fort Madison, US 61. And then, you know, right off the bat, I think, you know, we've talked about these so many times, and the Great River Road has so many, but the Lochan Dams.
Yeah.
Big hydroelectric dam, and just spend, if you're riding the Great River Road, at least one of the days, just be ready to stop and watch, especially in the summertime, the barge traffic. I mean,
yeah,
we've talked about it a lot of times. It's just amazing.
Absolutely.
The power of hydrodynamics to lift these, if you can even get there when there's like, you know, like fall, like in the fall too, right? Because they're hauling grains. So you see these massive barges chained together, and then they just raise them right up like nothing. I mean, same way it raises a little bitty pontoon boat up.
Yeah.
But yeah, down there also, so that's kind of a great stop on that first section of Keokuk to Fort Madison. But in Keokuk, great eats at Angelina's Ristorante Italiano. Mm-hmm. So great Italian restaurant down there.
Nice atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A second leg we're talking about is Fort Madison to Burlington. So again, staying on 61. Now, I don't know if I would actually take my motorcycle on there, but it's, Burlington has, I don't know if you want to call it famous, but it's Snake Alley is what it's called. Known as the crookedest street in the world. I've drove it, and it's tight, and it's also like...
It's bricks.
Bricks.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually, if I were going to ride it...
You can't ride it.
Oh, now you can't.
No, they've got a cable
it's
across it.
It's walk only.
It's mostly walk only. Now, it does say it's open on special occasions or for special permission.
We did drive it.
Yeah.
Like,
you used to be able to.
That long ago in the car.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would do it on the bike. It's very steep.
It's extremely steep. But they've got it cabled off. I was there just not too long ago, and I walked it and took some video of it. But yeah.
I mean, walking it, I don't even know if I'd really want to walk it. It's pretty steep.
It's really steep.
It's like three hairpins in what I would call, a block and a half length.
And I think the bricks are just slippery as can be.
But some good eats in Burlington at the Buffalo Tavern, known for the tenderloin, and that's right on Main Street. Mm-hmm. So just a classic Iowa eats is a pork tenderloin, of course. So, yeah. Lots of great... Burlington's a historic town, though. I mean, a lot of these...
It is.
A lot of all these towns are river towns, and they have some history, right?
So, yeah.
So the next kind of step, shall we say, is Burlington to Muscatine. This is on Iowa 99. Now, there is an interesting stop here, and one of the things that's interesting, and I think we talked about this in the Illinois section, is it's Toodlesboro Mounds, so Native American burial mounds. Those are just right near Wapello.
Mm-hmm.
And just some... really interesting things, I think, when you think about some of the areas that were here in the past. I mean, so much of the Great River Road is Native American territory.
Yeah.
So, but in Muscatine, a great place to eat there is the Mississippi Brewing Company. So, and that's kind of it's a biker kind of favorite. Pub food, live music on the river.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think they've got a nice big patio there.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well. Yeah.
A bunch of these places have a great patio for that. One we'll talk about here in a minute, too. But so from Muscatine, then you're kind of heading to Davenport. And if you're taking Iowa 22 West, so this is kind of in the nose of Iowa, if you think of the shape there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as Davenport goes, there's some great places I think we're going to talk in a minute that you can eat there. But if you're not stopping in Davenport, it's really best to get on the interstate.
Yeah.
It is a mess to drive through without that.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a loop. It's the 80-280 loop. But right outside of Muscatine, before when you were just leaving Muscatine, it's a really neat place, the Wildcat Den State Park. Lots of hiking if you're into that, and then a preserved gristmill.
Oh, All right, tell me about a grist mill, because I'm not familiar with that
term. I wasn't either.
Oh, okay.
Apparently that is what they call a water-powered mill, and that would grind grain into flour. So,
oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking that's where they would have taken, you know, grains, and then they would break that down into flour. Yep. So probably, I'm guessing there was a lot of grist mills along the river mm-hmm. for a long time,
oh, yeah.
but they've got a preserved one there, so that'd be pretty cool
is,
to see.
Yeah.
And then as far as eats, there are two really good places in Davenport if you do want to stop. One of them's called Edison's Gastro Pub. So that's on Tanglefoot Lane. It's actually in Bettendorf, which is one of the four quad cities.
Right.
But
yeah.
Bettendorf's the northern of the two
on the Iowa side.
Yeah. So that's got great burgers, that kind of thing, beers on tap. But also, if you're into the breakfast part, Duck Creek Pancake House is right also, like right there on the river.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those kind of closes at 2 p.m. So maybe if you're there early. Mm-hmm. But they had a lot of great looking pancakes, you know, sandwiches, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's just a little north of Davenport, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, yeah,
Riverdale or something.
And there's right in that area, I mean, those are all just like, I don't even know if it's technically north.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in that Riverdale neighborhood, I think, more.
Oh, that could be.
But I think in that area, there's a lot of lookouts because that's kind of where the river's coming back across. So just some good stuff there. So
in a across the river, that's where Moline is, isn't it?
Correct.
It'd be, okay.
Yeah. It's what? East Moline.
East Moline.
Moline,
yeah,
East Moline.
Yep.
Rock Island would
Rock
be
Island,
on the other side, and then Davenport, Bettendorf is the fort.
Yeah.
So the next stop would be from Davenport to Clinton. This would be on 67, and that's where you're going to see LeClaire, Comanche, and Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So some towns that might be a little more familiar. So LeClaire is really just the first town north out of Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Pickers have their first store. And they still have a store there.
Yeah, that one is there. They're closing down the Nashville store.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But in LeClaire, there's also the Buffalo Bill Museum. So Buffalo Bill has a Wild West. He was born in LeClaire, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a museum there, which is kind of cool. And then for eating between Davenport and Clinton, the Candlelight Inn is a really cool one. So this is, again, on the river. So
mm-hmm.
it's at the marina.
Yeah.
So great spot. Like, one of those places where you can park your car or boats come into. And you can just sit on the side of the river. Big patio. And just see lots of activity right there in Clinton. So
yeah, it's just
a really
great for
cool
sightseeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I love those places that you go to that you can... You're sitting there, and the boat people pull up, and they get mm-hmm. sandwiches, and it's a really neat experience.
Yeah.
So then the next section is from Clinton to Dubuque, and so you take a couple different roads, 67 and then 52, but that would be like Clinton, Sebula, Bellevue, and then up to Dubuque. So
mm-hmm.
so that's kind of Sebula would be across the river from when we were talking about Illinois and Savannah.
Savannah, yeah.
So Sebula, Savannah. Sebula isn't really, there's not much in Sebula, mm-hmm. Iowa, but. But then there's a Bellevue State Park, and that's kind of the overlook for really kind of one of the Iowa's best river spots. And then all along Bellevue, if you stop in Bellevue, there's really like there's a sidewalk along that way, so you can kind of walk the river. And it's
mm-hmm.
in Bellevue, Bellevue and the road is up high, and the river is down kind of low. So you're kind of looking down
mm-hmm.
Into that area.
In the valley, yeah.
Yeah. And then in Dubuque area... there's that, I don't know if you've ever been to it, but the Fenelon Place Elevator. It's this huge elevator, and it is so high, and you can see like three different states of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. So yeah, you should check that out, because it's pretty cool to go on at least once. Just amazing pictures. It just rises up above. You can't miss it when you're in Dubuque, but it's
So the elevator's for what? For like
it's a cable car.
Oh, a cable
it's that
car.
Cable car
oh,
elevator.
Oh, that,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I see what you're talking about.
So once you get up, it's just over the
yeah,
whole...
Yeah, I have seen pictures of, but I've never visited
uh-huh,
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then as far as eating, there's so many great places, of course, in Dubuque to eat, but just north is the Bright Box Country Dining. That's just north in a town called Balltown.
Yeah.
It's just your classic American sit down, just a great place. Especially I know we've been there a couple times on Friday nights. They have a big fish fry.
Yeah.
So and this is the start of what I think is probably Iowa's greatest road, C9Y.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of where you got to be a little careful when you're riding up here, because not careful, but in the sense if you want to stay on the Great River
stay
Road.
On the road, yeah.
Because you'll kind of get sucked into these the Iowa highways. Mm-hmm. And 52 is one of the ones that goes in the next break, which is from Dubuque to Guttenberg. Mm-hmm. A lot of things will be going on there where it's like, they'll call it like Iowa 52, but really you want to look for this, the river.
The signs. Road. Yeah, you got to find those signs.
Because
that
you start to really get on these off streets. So this, Balltown and Brightbox gets you on C9Y, which is just an amazing road. And then you just kind of keep on these, these small, mm-hmm. more country roads. In Guttenberg, there's a great place to eat, the Driftwood Diner. And this is kind of, again, check the days and times. On some of these towns,
right.
If you're there during the week, sometimes they're not open. You know, they'll be closed down for like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and seasonal too, because mm-hmm. like Guttenberg is a big summer town where a lot of boats and people are doing the river thing and mm-hmm. houseboats and things like that. But the Driftwood Diner has a lot of breakfast and early dinner, and then great views and great food, and just mm-hmm. a cool old building that's right there. So after that, so now we're going from Guttenberg to McGregor. And again, this is where I'm saying, you want to kind of maybe even get it planned out and put in your GPS, because you keep taking turns, which keeps you on the official. And the good news is it's literally called the Great River Road. Like the signs, a lot of the signs will say Great River Road. When you're in McGregor, I think it is, you'll stay on Main Street and then River Road, and then you'll finally on the edge of McGregor turn onto Great River Road. But it's really you kind of have to be really paying attention. And I'd like to put it in my GPS there. Yeah. But there's a great stop up there. Have you been to Pike's Peak State Park before?
I have.
Oh my gosh,
it's fantastic.
Again, just a beautiful view.
Fantastic views.
Yeah. Some say best views on the Iowa Great River Road, because you're really up there.
Yeah.
That is just south of McGregor. So right before you get into McGregor, if you're coming from south to north, you'll see that. And then what do we have for eats in McGregor?
The Backwoods Barn Grill, established in 2016. Barbecue, delicious food, really extensive bar, full bar. They have fish fry on Fridays and prime rib on Saturdays. You know, a lot of the supper clubs and things like that.
Yeah, right.
Do that in Iowa, so great. And, if you want to stay overnight, they have lodging.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so Backwoods Barn Grill,
Yeah, and I mean, these are kind of hard for us in the sense that we are, we're kind of right in the middle of north and south. We're just a little bit to the south side, but so we never really have rode these contiguously because we have no reason to. So it would be interesting sometime to do that because we've rode most of these sections. Probably the only part we haven't rode is mostly over by Muscatine, I would say, because it's almost like we'd have to drive into Illinois to come back on it. This would work. I mean, with 300 miles and if you were doing some of the things, you could really make a day of it, and some of these places would be really great to stay in, I think.
Yeah.
So the next section then, I guess, would be McGregor to Harper's Ferry. And again, when you're in McGregor, you don't really want to jump on those highways. There are a couple highways there. Mm-hmm. 52 is one of them, but Main Street, River Road, and then you'll hit the Great River Road again. And then from McGregor to Harper's Ferry, that's my favorite part of the Great River Road. I can just envision it right now. But when you turn off in McGregor, turn on to Great River Road, in about a half a mile, you end up on you have the river, and then you have the railroad tracks, and then and then the road, and then you have a bluff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of bluffs up in this area.
Yeah.
And you're just riding down there, and it seems like we're always doing this on a hot day. And then this is completely cool, in the shadow. So you're feeling you're getting sweating, but then now you're in the shadow and it just feels good. But the vision of this is just so cool because it's hard to explain exactly, but it's just neat. You're just nestled between the bluff and the road and then the train tracks. And sometimes you'll see a train and I love it.
I do too. Yeah. And we've had the train, come right up alongside of us. You just kind of ride along.
And then pretty soon it's like this sliver of Nothingville. It looks like 35 feet of sliver. And then pretty soon there'll be a house on it, or you know, not a, a house that might be close.
Like on stilts.
Right. yeah, and there is. I mean, some of it's really jacked up because it's, you know, of course, by the river flooding. So, and then for stops to see there, you know, there is Effigy Mounds National Monument, another Native American. There's lots of, this one has a lot of like walking paths.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably one of the best or biggest Native American burial sites in Iowa. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then Eats and Harper's Ferry is...
The Portside Bar and Supper Club.
This is awesome.
This place has everything. So appetizers, pizza, sandwiches, burgers, fries, and pies.
Hey-o!
They also have a gas station. They have a grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
They've got a laundromat. Awesome. They've got coffee.
Well, I think this is kind of where people come together. Like, you have all these, like, houseboats. You have...
Yeah.
Because there's houseboats on both sides.
Yep.
And then there's, people are coming in off boats to get gassed up and fishing and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, they sell bait there too.
Of course.
And they have a place called the Dock House.
Okay.
That's part of it that you can rent, stay overnight. And it's like 3 bedrooms, like 1.5 baths. And so you can.
That would be fun.
You could bring a party of, 6, 8 people. And Yeah, bring your whole crew.
Todd's Christmas could be here.
Hey.
So the next leg then, if we go from Harper's Ferry, then up to Lansing. And again, this is the Great River Road, and you want to pay attention because it's not like a highway. It's literally that. But again, this is a beauty of a section. Now, a lot of times people are going to be on the other side of the river. Oh, that would be on the Wisconsin side.
Yeah.
But this one is, it's really good too. And there is a stop in Lansing, the Mount Hosmer Park. It's got some elevation, so... Around this area, like if you're not familiar with Iowa at all, you'll think flat cornfields. This is not that here.
Not at all.
There is a ton of different views. And some of these, I know, are like over 400 feet above
this one is the Mississippi
River. I know we've talked about this before. But really, this is also kind of the big piece of what they call the Driftless area.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked to this, and they're saying at these these really high vistas or whatever. You can see 50 miles sometimes if it's and it's mostly clear.
It's usually clear.
Yeah, it's never. Yeah. Shouldn't say never, but so Driftless is its own really interesting thing. And if people don't know what that is, there's a Driftless Area Education and Visitor Center, and really, if you don't know what the Driftless is, you really should check it out sometime. Mm-hmm. But based in a nutshell, the Driftless is an area of, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa that have all, at the last ice age, the glaciers actually never got to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Great Lakes actually kind of blocked the glaciers when they came through. And so there's actually tons of very unique plants and insects that aren't found anywhere else in the world. One of the most interesting pieces, and you'll see this, and this is not too far from Decorah, is the ice caves that have these flues.
Mm-hmm.
And this certain type of flower only grows at these flue areas where this ice cold air is coming out, and they only grow right there, and they're not known to be grown anywhere else. Yeah. So it's just an amazing, amazing thing. There's a ton of great content on YouTube about this as well. I just can't recommend it enough. But
yeah.
And then we have one more Eats in Lansing, right?
The Safe House Saloon. Yeah, great atmosphere. Craft beers, gourmet pizza, wings, appetizers. That's like their whole menu.
Right.
It's just, pizzas.
It's simple.
It's simple, but great food and craft beers. Just a huge variety of
craft beers
there. So yeah, stop at the Safe House.
This is a section we call the Toolkit. We share motorcycle gear, gear review, and other riding tips. So in the Toolkit today, we are kind of talking about a few little things that we haven't spoke of for a while. So like, I'll let you talk about the first one since it's near and dear to your own heart.
It's near and dear to my heart because a couple of trips now I've had a headlight burnout, on my bike. So it's nice to have one of those in your Toolkit. They're not expensive. Just keep it in the package, and the day you need it, you're going to be glad you had it. They're lightweight. They don't take up any room.
And when you're out using, we're always messing with something and wiring maybe not perfect. So we like to pull, make sure you have some fuses that fit your bike.
Yeah.
Because it's not uncommon to blow a fuse. Maybe you're overloading a little bit, or water gets somewhere where you made a temporary wiring project.
Yeah. So either check your owner's manual or pop the fuse box open, see which numbers you need.
Yeah. Do you need the minis, the bigs? You know, get a few extras, though. Make sure you get the right kind of fuse, though, too.
Yeah.
And then we talked about, like, wipes for your windshield, kind of keeping your windshield with the Rain-X kind of stuff, and your glasses.
Yep.
But you had a good one, too.
Well, the
you
wipes
can use
for
those
your,
wipes for
yeah, and your camera lenses, too. And you've got multiple cameras mounted on your bike, and when you stop for fuel, that's one of the things that's easy to forget, that there's probably bugs splattered on your lenses. A lot of people ride with cameras running now, so make sure you just walk
around. Every time. I try to get into a habit. When I'm filling up, I get done filling up, park the bike, and then I go wipe them right then because you forget.
Yep.
And then you come across the best road, the best part of the Great River Road, and you had a freaking bug on there, you know?
A moth splattered
it
on your lens.
Ticks you off, you know?
Right.
It's terrible. And then there's not a filter for removing bug from lens yet that I know of. So
there's no AI to do that.
No, not yet, anyway. So, yeah. And then just zip ties, duct tape, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just helps sometimes. You just need them. I mean, I know the one time when my kickstand fell off almost, you know, I ended up just, that's what we did. I just zip tied it, you know.
And I know helmets have come apart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or especially the ones that, you know, the
Modular.
The modular helmets. So duct tape that thing shut or open. Yeah.
And then there's also the Iowa Great River Road app, and that's on the DOT, the Iowa DOT website. So that's another option. That you can check out, and it'll help you out when you're on the Great River.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. So if you liked the podcast today, please like and subscribe. Sign up for our BMR Rider Alerts. It's our way of keeping you in the loop, and we will never spam you.
Keep the spirit of venture alive, and remember, bikes, friends, and endless roads, the stories ride forever. Take care.